I have a business that owns a property.
Yep.
So I don't own it. My business does.
Yeah.
Under your plan, when I sell that business, yeah. I'll pay capital gains tax and GST on that. So that'll be like 27-30%.
I'd have to check it out. I'm not an accountant, and I don't.
Well, what
I don't
about
know
all those? Because this is
but,
what about all the businesses that yeah, own property yeah, no, when no, they sell no, it and pay GST
if,
as well?
If you're paying, some people will already be paying under the law income tax on the gain they make. But if you're not paying income tax on it, then you'll be paying capital gains on it.
So are you saying right here, right now, that those of us whose businesses own properties won't be paying capital gains tax on our business properties? Is this only for investors who own it?
No. Look, if you're paying income tax on it, if you declare it as income that you're speculating on property, then you're paying income tax and you're paying at a higher level.
But once again,
there's
a loophole there. Yeah, once again, because you could, yeah. I mean, not that we do this, but you could yeah. negatively gear that and end up not paying any
yeah.
income tax on
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, as I said before, we're looking at things like ring fencing, so you can't negatively gear it and then claim it off against other income.